up ahead now. You're just one step away.
You've got the power. Dave and Brooke on Power 107.5 FM.
We've had some powerful men, and we have the ever so powerful and ever so talented BB Husband on. Happy early Father's Day, BB.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a privilege to be on Power 107.5.
That is awesome.
Okay, so what was the most challenging part of becoming a new dad and raising our family?
Well, you know, when we become parents, life as we knew it changes. And mine changed the evening at our home when you, Brooke, handed me a cute little box and a bow on it.
Oh.
I opened the box, and there was a pregnancy test that read positive. And I must have sat there for 10 minutes staring at it without saying a word. And I knew then and there, new and very important responsibilities were ahead. And to me, probably one of the most challenging parts of becoming a dad is time. You know, the world we live in is really more hustle and bustle than ever, and even without children, it takes a vigilant effort to manage time. But to a child, you know, time is one of the most important and precious things that we can ever give them, and it really doesn't matter how good we are or how well we fit into their activity or games. Our presence is what matters for them. So I try to keep in mind that certain details will often fade with events, but our children will always remember the times they looked up into the stands and saw us sitting there or out in the audience during plays or recitals. And I believe our time and presence is something we just need to always keep in mind.
Thank you so much, BB. Is there anything you would have done differently looking back?
Well, I'll tell you something that I have done differently. And, Dave, I think you being a videographer, you'll understand this. From the time Rin was born, I got so involved and focused on, you know, shooting video and taking pictures of him, trying to capture everything. And over time, I began to discover that, you know, I was witnessing a lot of his experiences through the lens of a camera and not my own eyes. So I have become more balanced in that area. And so now I don't take the camera to every ball practice or every time we go to the park. I just try to enjoy the moment we're together. And in addition to photographic memories, it's important to have mental memories.
Absolutely.
So what was the most rewarding part?
Oh, goodness. I mean, there's so many. I think, you know, getting that running hug from Ren when he sees me right after Sunday school, now that's real special. That's something that I know will not continue forever, and I try to cherish that. And those little sticky notes that they put on your office door, on your desk, messages like, Dad, you're the best, and you can't buy those either. But I think one of the most rewarding parts of being a dad is, you know, Ren, I can see the positive attributes already displaying to him, and he's soon to be 6 years old. And he'll see someone in need, and he'll make a caring remark, and sometimes we'll go into a store and he'll see something that his cousins might like, and, you know, he'll say, I think Nevaeh or Selah or Thomas Seven or Josie would like that, and he'll want to buy it for him. So, you know, that's special, too. But I'll tell you something else. Seeing him drawn to the same things I liked as a child, now that's cool, too. It, you know, gives me a chance to continue playing with those things and just having a good time with it. So
that's awesome.
Those are very rewarding.
Very rewarding. Cool to see a true love between a father and son. Now, I've heard, you know, Brooks told me that you do some pretty cool impressions, and I would love to hear one if you could do one for us.
Well, let me see. I think we may have a guest actually here in the room. Let me get him real quick. Hey, Porky, come here for a second. They want you on the radio.
Anyone would like to become a radio, that guy's jockey.
Great job.
That was so cool.
That was so awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Happy Father's Day.
It's a privilege being on your show, and I'd like to wish my own dad, Wendell Hudspeth, who's been in the ministry over 70 years, and my father-in-law, John Carroll, a very happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day, BB.
Thanks.
So our power thought of the day is we shall never know all the good that a simple smile can do. That's from Mother Teresa. We hope you have a blessed day from your friends here at Power with Dave and Brooke.
You've got the power. Dave and Brooke on Power 107.5 FM.